And now a message from Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer and House Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi.
As you know, we Democrats got good news with the recent elections, which bodes very well for the 2018 midterms.
And if Democratic leaders got a little cocky right now, it would be completely understandable, but really, really dumb.
So, that's exactly what we plan to do.
So long, bad days, liberal sad days. We are roaring back at last.
No more blue slump, shout it to Trump.
You are soon a thing of the past.
Happy days are here again. New Jersey's blue, that's clear again.
In Virginia, a bad year for men.
Happy days are here again.
Call the crews of cameramen. They got to see the drama when
Doug Jones won in Alabama, when monkeys flew out of our ends.
Our style is now in a groove. I'd smile, but my face can't move.
It can't move.
Chuck, if you just stick with me, with Democrats you'll quickly see.
Seize defeat from jaws of victory.
Tax and spend.
Join us then. We will screw it up again.
Live from the Ronald Reagan Building in Washington, D.C., it's the Capitol Steps New Year's edition of Politics Takes a Holiday. Tonight we take a look back at the people and events that shaped 2017. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we've had an entire year of the Trump administration. I'm going to pause for a second while the Democrats in our listening audience stop screaming at the radio. It's a year that started with me selling all of my bitcoins and investing all of that money in Toys R Us. So that's the kind of year it's been. With that in mind, ladies and gentlemen, President Donald Trump.
Where do I start? First of all, I gotta say, there's so many people in this room tonight. I've never seen more people gathered in this room. What a turnout. Oh, so many. You know what? Fake news. Fake news! Fake news will not tell you that there are a million people in this room right now. What? Oh, he just told me there's 3 million people. That's confirmed because he said so, so you know it's true. 3 million people. That's fantastic. That's great. Fake news won't tell you. But we know the truth. We know that there were 9 million people here tonight. And thank you for the standing ovation. Please be seated. I guess I should start by talking about this investigation. There have been charges against my former employee, Michael Flynn. Michael Flynn, he's been charged with, I don't know, crime, something. And, you know, it's so not true. And it makes me very upset. I'm so upset. This is a great man, a great American. He's so good. He's such a great friend. We're really close. And you know what? I mean, how's the case going, Michael?
Not very well, Mr. President.
I don't know this guy. Barely know this guy at all. This is a great big frame-up, just believe me. We really should be looking at the Dems. 'Cause Hillary had lots and lots of emails. Let's all go back to focusing on them.
You won't see me squeal, plea deals. That's what they are after.
It's a witch hunt, a snitch hunt.
I won't finger you.
So walk the plank. I will say thanks.
I'm so indicted. I just can't hide it.
I'm less popular than him and I'm unindicted.
It's been decided. I was misguided.
They know, they know, they know, they know, they know, they got you. They got you.
I'll get a lawyer and I won't take chances. They're gonna offer me some kind of deal.
Just plead exterminating circumstances.
Or maybe like Ned Beatty, I will squeal.
I've got a plan to hand you. You get out of jail cut.
What's your exciting fighting plan that's so inspired?
I'll act real quick, just like Tricky Dick.
You're gonna show me,
just like with Comey.
You'll make Mueller sorry that he got to know me.
I'm gonna fight it.
They all can bite it.
I will say to Mueller, Bobby boy, you're fired. So let's have a talk. Let's talk, shall we? Let's talk. We're going to have a talk about 2017, the first year of my presidency. 2017, highest numbered year we've ever had. No president has had a higher numbered year than me. Lots of crazy things have happened. Allegations against Al Franken. Al Frankenstein. He was accused of kissing and groping a woman. I never thought this before. Never thought it. But it might turn out that Al Franken has what it takes to be the president. As you know, I'm working hard to cut your taxes. Some people think I'm going to profit personally from changes to the tax code because they lower the taxes on corporate profits. That's so wrong. Wrong! My corporations do not make any profits. Another point this year, I came under criticism for not calling Gold Star families. But lots of presidents never did that. George Washington never did that. He never picked up the phone. People don't talk enough about how I single-handedly saved the island country of Puerto Rico. The whole country was underwater. I threw them my magic paper towels. And now it is a desert island. Problem solved. Of course, I also did a fantastic job in the Virgin Islands. The other day, I was talking with the president of the Virgin Islands, who apparently is me. And we both agreed that I was the greatest, that I did a great job. Over the summer, people said that I did not do a very good job condemning Nazis. Okay, so I'll say it again. Nazis are bad. Are you happy now? Although, to be fair, during World War II, there was a lot of fighting on many sides. As you know, I also got us out of that nasty Paris Climate Accord. You're welcome. So the next time you're not eaten by a polar bear because they no longer exist, then you can thank me. Anyway, let's get the focus back on me. As you know, the Secret Service took over two floors of Trump Tower, and this costs the American taxpayer more than $3 million a year. Some people are saying that this is a terrible waste of taxpayer money. I agree. That's why I don't pay taxes. Another part of the job that has just been so, so unfair is the White House. I don't mean the staff. I mean the building sucks. So we're going to tear it down. And in its place, it's going to be gorgeous. You're going to love it. We're going to erect a 36-story, 5-star, Zagat-rated Trump White House. It's going to be amazing. I designed the blueprints all by myself. The bathrooms. We're going to have chandeliers in all the bathrooms. Diamond-encrusted toilet seats. Every bathroom stall will have a personal attendant because I promised I would create jobs. The toilet paper will be that day's Washington Post. So it's really classy. And I know what you're thinking. You're thinking, who's going to pay for all this? Certainly not the American taxpayer. No, I'm going to make the Mexicans pay for it. In the meantime. Well, the White House kind of a dump.
It needs more class to appeal to Donald Trump. People now say I'm insane, 'cause when my work week ends, I jump on a plane. Now it's bugging you, say it's not right, but you can't tell Trump where he sleeps at night. When in D.C., I start to dread, I'm dreaming of a place I'd rather be instead. Wake me up at Mar-a-Lago, though it costs a lot, I just say YOLO. Wake me up at Mar-a-Lago, don't wanna listen to folks asking why. Shake it up at Mar-a-Lago, cost way more money than GAO knows. Wake me up at Mar-a-Lago, you're financing each flight. Ladies and gentlemen, here is my first lady, Melania Trump.
Hello, everyone. Hello, darling.
Hello, trophy. Did you want to give a speech to the American people?
Oh, yes. I have something originally written all by myself. I was born a poor black child in Chicago 67 years ago, on a day that will live in infamy. I had to...
Oh, you're fired.
Okay, well, thank you so much for voting for my husband, Barack O. Trump.
At Mar-a-Lago, I'll resume classified briefings in the dining room. Don't you like golf? You can watch me play.
I like New York. That's where I want to stay. Don't wake me up before you go, go. I got a travel ban at Mar-a-Lago.
Wake me up at Mar-a-Lago. It is the weekend White House for this guy.
Wake me up.
And now I'd like to bring out another woman who's, you know, semi-important to me. My sorceress of propaganda, Kellyanne Conway, ladies and gentlemen. Kellyanne. Melania, Kellyanne, don't stare at her too long, you'll turn to stone. I don't think there's anything that can stop the Trump administration now.
Well, maybe just one thing, Mr. Trump. He's up in his bathrobe, 6 a.m., telling everybody what he thinks of them.
Soon his enemies will feel the heat. Every time the Donald goes,
tweet, tweet, tweet,
someone stop him.
Tweet, tweet, tweet,
can't we block him?
Tweet, tweet-a-dee.
Watch out for Donald, 'cause he's really on a tear tonight.
Here we go. I've been accused of leaking secrets. Fake news! If I leak a secret, it'll be something awesome like our nuclear launch codes. Hashtag IB68KX5.
Tweet, tweet.
Over the summer, I was a huge hit at the Boy Scout Jamboree. Next up, I'm talking to the Girl Scouts, and I will make their cookies great again.
Tweet, tweet.
Millions of women marched after my inauguration. One day in office, and I already got more middle-aged women up off the couch than Michelle's Get Up and Move campaign did in 8 years.
Tweet, tweet. He pounds his opponents, pundits, and press, calling them...
Pathetic. You're a loser.
This one is crooked. That one cray-cray. 140 characters can go a long way.
There's a crisis.
Tweet, tweet, tweet.
With his devices.
Tweet.
Maybe Melania can make it all come out all right.
If I can start my cyberbullying campaign tonight.
Delete. Delete, delete, delete.
Enough already with the loud music. Hello? I am Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders, and yes, Vermont is a real state. As you know, I recently introduced a bill for single-payer health care, basically Medicare for everyone. Now, Medicare was first introduced by President Johnson in 1965 when I was a mere 63 years old. Now, Medicare is not just popular with Democrats. Did you know that
Dick Cheney used Medicare to replace every organ in his body. He doesn't have a single original part. Some people say that single payer is a left-wing proposal. But I am an independent. I never wanted to be a Democrat or a Republican because I refused to join a party that would have me as a member. I got that joke from my favorite Marx brother, Carl. Some people say that this is all a dream, that it's never going to happen. Well, I am sick and tired of hearing that. Just like I am sick and tired of the fact that my VCR has been blinking 12 o'clock for the past 26 years. Now, I am here to announce that I am going to run in 2020. And I think you will like what I am proposing. All for free. If you just vote for me, there's no fees for college tuition. If your son is headed for jail now, we've got funds to send him to Yale now. Do you work for a boss who's a jerk? Get paid leave for mental distressing. If you are smart, take my bleeding heart and have it installed for free. Tummy tucks used to cost major bucks. Get yours now before swimsuit season. Do you think your dog is no fox? We've got funds for dogs who need Botox. Don't resist. Join with this socialist. If I run, what Veep should I run with? For diversity, a rich minority. Hey, I've heard that OJ's free. Yeah!
Hello. I'm Barack Obama, and I'm here tonight to speak directly to you, the American people. Thank you. And now first, now, as you know, I was recently criticized for giving a speech on Wall Street, in which I was paid for $100,000. And now, to put a little perspective on this, Michelle and I both can now afford membership at Mar-a-Lago. But let them criticize. After all, I'm not the President of the United States anymore. As you all are well aware, that job now belongs to Donald Trump. Jeez. Yep. Now, Donald Trump will tell you that immigrants are coming over and taking jobs from Americans. And now, I never believed this to be true until Michelle lost her job to Melania. But there was another woman who lost a job that should have been hers. So please, give it up for Hillary Rodham Clinton.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, you know, thanks to that last-minute October surprise last year, I did not win the election. And that was such a big pain because I had already moved all my stuff into the White House. But in hindsight, I guess I could have worked harder to win more votes in some of the swing states. But believe me, it was a big, huge mistake not to make at least one campaign stop in Moscow. But seriously, Another rich white guy instead of a female? I mean, do you realize how many of our presidents have been white men? 44 and a half. At first, I was amazed. I was stupefied. Kept thinking I could never live if once again denied. So then I showed my poison smuts out there on that campaign trail. One small detail, I was not blessed with being male. So now Trump's in. What a disgrace. Though I got 3 million more votes than him in the White House race. For 8 years I waited for my turn to finally be your queen. Then my firewall of states fell to that talking tangerine. Did you think I'd go and just say I'm done? And I will pimp slap the next person who says Bernie would have won. My ambition's still alive. I am in it way too deep. When Chelsea wins in 2020, she will choose me as her VP. And on that day, I'll make the case that collusion with the Russians helped my Chelsea win the race. And with the White House in my reach, my own daughter I'd impeach. I will survive.
Hello. And good evening. My name is Valery Babushkin, and I would like to tell you how disappointed I am that Russia will not be allowed to compete in this year's Winter Olympics. Sure, there have been accusations of steroid use, but why should I suffer? Since I was a small girl, growing up just outside of Minsk, I always dreamed of being in the Olympics. I attended Russian Olympic training facilities where the borscht always tasted funny. And the razors were too dull to trim my beard. Even so, I never stopped wanting to become the best figure skater female in the world. I hope the committee will reconsider its decision. And now I am pleased to welcome our illustrious and sexy president, who has announced he will seek re-election, and I predict he will win with 110% of the vote. Please welcome Vladimir Putin.
Good evening. I am Russian President Vladimir Putin, and as you know right now, I am Major Payne in Tukis. You may recall that Russian hackers were accused of planting fake news stories. Now, I know that most of these stories are rubbish, but I also know that some of them are true, because your Mr. Trump has been CCing me on all of his national security briefings. Now, I know things are bad because I recently tried to travel to nearby Eastern European country. I went to the customs. The man asked me my name. I said, Vladimir Putin. He said, occupation. I said, no, just visiting. See, we can laugh, huh? Now, your former Secretary of State, John Kerry, was very upset with me. He said that he had wanted to meet with me, but I told him that I could not make it because I got Snowden. Snowden, you get that one?
I think I will have that joke writer exiled. Now, your current Secretary of State, Rex Tillerson, he had very harsh words for me. I think our relationship is at an all-time low. I may even reconsider whether I will serve on Mr. Trump's re-election committee. Oh, now I have a little message for your Mr. Trump and his associates. This will help with reception. Every click you make, each sick day you fake, every porn site break, Instagrams you take, I'll be watching you. 'Cause your password's lame, your mother's maiden name, really? I will never fail to read your email. I love watching you. No need to be Facebook friends with me. I can quickly get the name of your first pet. Spied on Hillary and the DNC, and we told those geeks down at WikiLeaks everything we knew. Here in Moscow, there aren't too many laws. You're in our sights, we are just like Santa Claus. I looked into the bromance between you guys. I feel so bad that I know your real bra size. And you lied on Match.com to me. I know every sin. I know where you've been, but considering that I've been listening, it's time to change your pin.
I am a private detective. My father named me Hugh. My mother named me Jim. Last name, Bissell. So people call me Hugh Jim Bissell. Times were tough. The recession hit me hard. I was working less than a West Virginia tooth fairy. One night, I couldn't sleep. So I turned on the TV. I didn't feel like watching the news, so I watched Fox. Tell me how you really feel. And after half an hour of watching Mike Pence's wife try to teach Bert and Ernie how to pray the gay away, I finally turned off the TV. But I still couldn't sleep. Checked my phone. I had a voicemail. To tell you the truth, I was hoping it was an obscene phone call. Turns out, just the opposite. Someone had a job for me. I was being asked to investigate the latest cases of sexual misconduct in Washington, D.C. I've investigated a lot of things in my day, even the BP oil spill. But I'd never seen this much slime. What made it worse, I had very little information to go on. I was working on fewer facts than Al Sharpton on a Sunday morning talk show. I needed to get to Washington, D.C., but I was stuck way out here in the burbs. So I booked my flight from Dulles to Nashville. Cab probably would have been quicker. But I really like their peanuts. I connected through San Diego, Boise, Chicago, Tallahassee, and Newark. But eventually, I made it to Washington, D.C. When I met with the client, they told me that 55% of women on Capitol Hill had experienced some sort of sexual harassment. I did a little more research, and I discovered that 89.2% of statistics are made up. So I needed to get down and talk to the people on Capitol Hill. I talked to several people, but they didn't have anything good for me. Then I went to one congressional office. The receptionist there agreed to talk to me, but I was uncomfortable because, well, she was gorgeous. She had the face of an angel and legs that went all the way to the ground. That's important for me. Anyway, I talked to her as much as I could. She gave me as much information as she could, but she refused to go on the record. She was as interested in that as, say, Rosie O'Donnell at a Chippendale show. So I left with nothing. I went to another congressional office. This time the receptionist wasn't so good-looking. In fact, you could say she had a face that would make Stevie Wonder cringe. But I was feeling charming, so I used my charm. I tried my best pickup line. I said, "Hey, did you fall from heaven? 'Cause you seriously messed up your face." After she messed up my face, security escorted me out of the building, and I realized I needed to change my approach. What was it with this town made me act like the monsters I was investigating? What was it about sexual misconduct in Washington, D.C.? What was it about men that expected women to drop to their knees faster than NFL players during the national anthem? That's when I started working on a particular conspiracy theory. Matt Lauer knocked Al Franken off the front pages. Al Franken knocked Roy Moore off the front pages. Roy Moore knocked Louis C.K. off the front pages. Louis C.K. knocked Kevin Spacey off the front pages. Kevin Spacey knocked Harvey Weinstein off the front pages. And what was the big story when Harvey Weinstein happened? The Russia investigation. So clearly, Vladimir Putin was behind all of this. He figured if he was going down, he was taking everyone with him. So I guess my conclusions are these. Everyone, next time you feel like harassing someone, don't. Every time a butt gets grabbed, a Putin gets its wings. And gentlemen, remember, the next time you think about pulling out your private parts, think of it like the kitchen trash bag. You only take it out when she asks you to.
The Capitol Steps now pause 30 seconds for station identification. And now the Capitol Steps take you back 40 years to a little-known Gilbert and Sullivan musical set in a shopping mall in Alabama. We present The McKiddo.
Three little girls in school are we.
I'm just a teen.
Like me.
And me.
We know a judge who's kind of creepy. He follows us to school.
He asked my mommy if we could date. Oh!
Curfew's at 9 and I can't be late.
He's coming to prom when I graduate.
We told him that's not cool. Three little girls, one guy of 30, strutting around all fresh and flirty.
Hey, Jenny Lou, you're mighty pretty.
Yeah!
three little girls in school. Three little girls in school.
I was in class and he called me there.
He's at the mall and everywhere.
And he's been banned from the Build-A-Bear.
Roy is a total tool.
There's more little girls than just us three.
He stocks entire sororities.
He gets a discount at Chuck E. Cheese.
What is the deal with Roy, that dirty old cowboy? Three little girls from Alabama. We've had enough of all this drama.
I think that he should date my grandma.
Not little girls in school. Not three little girls in school.
Now, I'm sure you're aware, but my son, Donald Jr., has been attacked by the fake news because of some of his emails. And everyone has always said, of all of my children, my sons, that Don Jr. is the smartest one. That's what everyone's always thought. Wrong. My son made the news just the other day. He lied about Russia in the usual way. Put his emails out there on display. Liberals and fake news say that's not okay. But I feel so proud when he says to me,
I wanna be like you, Dad. I wanna be just like you. Aristocrat since the cradle with a silver spoon. Can I have Trump Tower?
Sure, someday soon.
When will I be CEO?
I don't know when.
I'm gonna have a good time then, Dad.
He'll be Ivanka's secretary by then.
I asked my dad if he was upset.
Only with your hairstyle. It always seems so wet.
Well, I said some things that were untrue.
Just blame Robert Mueller like the rest of us do.
When you see him and me, it is plain to see.
My boy is just like me.
The orange didn't fall far from the tree. Russian help is a fable that is just a myth.
But just to be sure, practice pleading the fifth.
I hope you're not mad, Dad.
Now you know me. The next time you embarrass me, son,
I'll be replaced by Tiffany.
Hello, I'm Sarah Huckabee Sanders. No, I am not the love child of Mike Huckabee and Bernie Sanders. And what's more, at today's press briefing, I will not be taking your stupid questions. I am sick of it. Do you think I like waking up every morning and seeing which news stories I have to have nothing to say about? It's not easy being me. Having to explain every tweet the Donald makes. Like when he says he turned down Time Magazine Man of the Year when it's clear they never called. But then he says he can't remember. But then he also says he has a great memory. It's not easy being me. I have to think fast on my feet. Like if someone asks if he hates foreigners, I have to think of an answer real quick. So I say something like, well, he's never said anything bad about the Nazis. And then blame Hillary. And when the code talkers came and he used that Pocahontas name, I said that wasn't racist, just like it's okay if we call all blacks Tupac. So for now, I'm cool with being me. So why wonder what blunder would put me under? Because as all can clearly see, Sean Spicer was way worse than me.
Well, you know, folks, the Capitol steps have never lacked for material when it comes to the world of politics, but please stop telling us how great it is to have this current administration. It is very hard to keep up. For example, when was the last time you could name the director of the White House Communications Office? That's our point. We can't sit down and write a song about some guy who lasted 10 days on the job. And yet, that's exactly what we did.
Hey folks, here's a story about Scaramucci. A New York huckster all dressed in Gucci. He got a White House gig, he thought that he was home free. Then, bam, the mooch was out before he got his ID. Bye, 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 bye. Bye, bye, bye. Boo, hoo, 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 hoo. So long, Moochie. He thought that Trump was the wave of the future. But there's no future for our friend, the Moocher. What's he gonna do now that he got it all wrong? He could write a White House memoir only one page long. Bye, 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 bye. Boo hoo 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 hoo. You're through, Moochie. At first it was Flynn, and then it was Spicer. Then he threw Priebus in his slice and dicer. The West Wing could be empty by the end of the night. Would the last White House staffer kindly turn off the light? So long, so long, Moochie.
Now we take you to a secret meeting between Senator Chuck Schumer and Senator Mitch McConnell.
Hey, Chuck Schumer. Things are bad. Congress's approval ratings are at an all-time low.
Yes, but have you noticed support for same-sex marriage is at an all-time high?
It's like the only way we could ever improve our approval ratings would be if we were to... Are you thinking what I'm thinking?
Oh, Mitch.
And now... I've got the power. Don't look so sour. It's not that scary. Tonight, we mustn't fight. We should elope and go get married. Our re-election chance we can enhance. And that's why I say, since we're both guys, our polls will rise. Oh. Once you are my gay.
Oh, wow. This is just great. This clever switch that you are hatching. But now we must debate which one will pitch and who is catching.
I think I am the man, but that could change. As politicians, sex won't grow stale since we don't fail to switch positions.
So this is our plan. It's worth a try to now be bipartisan guys. Don't filibuster our next kiss, 'cause with a crazy love like this, there's no debate. Since we're both straight, it's really not gay.
Well, hello, everyone. I'm Senator Claire McCaskill. And as you may know, with the ongoing Mueller investigation, there's been a renewed discussion about Russia's involvement in our recent election. Well, let me just say that for over 10 years, I served with former Senator and current Attorney General Jeff Sessions on the Armed Services Committee. And I cannot imagine one reason why a member of my committee would need to meet with a Russian ambassador. That's for those losers on the Foreign Relations Committee. But nevertheless, we are going to get to the bottom of all this. Will you please welcome Attorney General Jeff Sessions?
Why, I do declare. Jefferson Beauregard Sessions has far better things to do than to waste time with all this fiddly-dee. I say, Donald Trump is upset with me because I recused myself, but I am going to stand firmly planted like a Confederate statue on a hot Alabama day. Such blatant partisan attacks have given me the vapors. Someone fetch me a fainting couch and a refreshing iced tea.
Here's a question, Mr. Sessions. Raise your hand and tell us, please. Though we've not seen repercussions, it appears after discussions that you did meet with the Russians. You said that wasn't true, but we found communication between Russia and you. Now the truth is out. What are you gonna do?
Lie, lie, lie. Lie, 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 lie. Lie, 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 lie. Here's a question, Claire McCaskill. How about you tell us, please? Just 'cause Democrats kept losing, are you blaming Russian schmoozing? Because I find it amusing that you met with Russians too. You say you forgot, but tweeted.
Audience, do you think that's true? Just sing lie, lie, lie if you think we both are through.
Shut up.
Can we forget the Russians yet?
I would say niet.
Now, fake news would have you believe that the world is going to hell in a cheaply made Chinese handbasket. They're not wrong, but we're going to fix it. We're going to make everything so great. And it's because of the national security briefings that I get from Fox and Friends and from actual specialized people. Like, I get the best briefings, really, I do. Nobody gets better briefings than I do. I am the greatest briefing getter ever. And one of the people that gives me reports is such a close friend. We're such good friends. We're great friends. He's my BFF, totally. Secretary of State, Rex Tillerson, ladies and gentlemen. Hey, buddy. There is a country that has been causing quite a stir.
Korea, 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 Korea.
Now you just have to remember to say nuclear, not nuclear.
Korea, 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 Korea,
Korea. They keep testing nukes in Korea. Before opening my mouth, is it the North or South that's bad?
Korea, point on the map to North Korea.
I will keep them in check.
No, you're pointing to Quebec.
That's bad. Eureka, here's a plan to show I'm no moron. We'll get Chipotle to open a store on Korea. It'll give them such huge diarrhea.
Now Trump's had enough, so he's talking tough
to one of the Koreas. Another thing that's been so unfair for me, is Obamacare. Obamacare's a disaster, okay? We're trying to turn it into Trump care. We haven't been able to, but we have so many great Trump care innovative innovations by innovator people. And it's a shame that you don't know. So I've got two people to explain it to you. They're doctor medical. They know medicine things and better than any medical person ever, okay? And you know you can trust these doctor-type people because they got their degrees at Trump University.
I'm Sam.
And I'm Ella.
And together we're
Sam and Ella.
We think Americans pay too much for health care.
So just call 1-800-DOCS-R-US.
To reach, I can't believe it's a health care plan.
Call now and get your own at-home eye exam. You know, an eye exam can help you live longer.
How's that?
It'll make you die late. If you should try to find a doc in the directory and you lack a health care card,
call our new home docking network.
Dial direct to me.
Appendectomy's not hard. You can suit yourself at home. Suit yourself in front of your family.
We'll do it for just a song.
Who cares if maybe we get it wrong? Cause city or home, well stocked, your Hoover can do liposuctomy.
If you want to bob your nose,
just use a wrench and a garden hose.
Over the phone, I'll help you do your own vasectomy.
An electory quick snip.
And if the scissors make a slip, then you can say to me,
that's okay, Doc, keep the tip.
Who offers a cheap CAT scan?
A veterinarian. If we're the doctors that you always call up first.
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Eye drop.
Eye drop who?
I dropped my kielbasa into my patient during an operation.
Did you find the missing link?
No, because when the president and Congress fight about health care, it's the patient
who always ends up with the worst.
Now, as you know, the Supreme Court started a new session, and with newly appointed Neil Gorsuch, many Democrats are concerned that things are going to swing to the right. Barack Obama appointed Elena Kagan and Sonia Sotomayor to the youngest justices on the court, but there was concern that the other two liberal justices were getting pretty old. And there was a concern that they would have their jobs longer than they should, but don't believe this. They are just as spry as ever, and the four liberal justices came together and formed a fantastic singing group. You've all heard of the Supremes? This ain't them. Put your hands together for the vocal stylings of Elena Kagan, Sonia Sotomayor, Breyer, and Ginsburg.
Well, we're a bit concerned to tell the truth about the health of Steve and Ruth.
getting old.
So few friends.
Our legal briefs are now depends.
Are they all right? Are they ill? Don't give Trump more seats to fill.
If the court starts to sway, even atheists will pray.
As long as he is drooling, Justice Breyer can keep ruling. Gotta
keep him alive. Keep him alive.
Older than you're thinking, Ruth's baby sat Abe Lincoln. Gotta
keep him alive. Keep him alive.
Ow.
Oh. Oi.
Keep him alive.
Especially now that I have this expensive new hearing aid.
Oh, what kind is it?
Oh, about 8 o'clock. Why?
Well, you could say she's a youthful 83, but Ruth has bras as old as me.
Is Breyer older than he seems? His pacemaker runs on steam.
Well, I'm all right, doing great with my grapefruit-sized prostate.
As for me, I feel fine after two bottles.
Conservatives have fight him, and the thing we'll do to spite him is they're
staying alive, staying alive.
They're moving like a tortoise, and it's probably rigor mortis, but they're
staying alive, staying alive.
Achoo! Oh, I think I broke my habeas corpus.
Well, folks, we made a lot of jokes tonight about our country's politics, but as 2017 comes to a close, we are left with one final thought.
Oh, Canada, could we come live with you? It's clear to us America is screwed.
That much we do know.
And you've got Justin Trudeau.
We will sell our cars, oh Canada, and drive Zambonis to our shows.
Please let us come. We love Montreal. Oh Canada, oh let us join you.
Capital Steps radio show is taped in front of a live and very pleasant-smelling audience at the Ronald Reagan Building and International Trade Center in Washington, D.C. It was written by Mark Eaton and Elena Newport, with thanks to the Capital Steps cast. Tonight's performers, who prefer to remain anonymous, were Anne-Margaret Schmidt, Dolores King Williams, Jack Rolls, Brian Ash, Corey Harris, and me, Kevin Corbett. All accompanied by the fabulous Lynn Williams. We'd like to thank our technical crew, Greg Hammond, Andy Foss, and John Seymour. Press Secretary General Bill Hurd. The Capital Steps' latest CD is called Orange is the New Black, and it's available on capitalsteps.com. It makes a great belated Christmas gift for people you don't care very much about. We are looking for friends on Facebook, but it's even better if we can see you in three dimensions. So if you're ever in Washington, D.C., come see us here at the Reagan Building. And we travel all over. It's all at capitalsteps.com. Thanks for listening, and dozvidaniya.